Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night over Israel is calm and warm. It's a perfect time for a stroll in Tel Aviv, with gentle breezes blowing through the city. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky, while Haifa remains mild and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump attacks Iran as Israeli officials rage over emerging nuclear deal, accusing them of betrayal. Ynet reports this from earlier today. Also, Trump claims details leaked by Iran about the agreement are false and criticizes them as dishonorable negotiators. This comes from Walla in the past hour. Also this hour, the U.S., Greece, Cyprus, and Israel have launched the EastMed Energy Center in Houston. This development is reported by I-24 News. Separately, Iran fires missiles at Israel, threatening to destabilize recent ceasefire efforts. Axios reported this earlier today. And finally, the UN reports record levels of settler violence in the West Bank this year, with Palestinians alleging damage to their water infrastructure. Times of Israel has more on this from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that the IDF reportedly eliminated 10 Hezbollah field commanders recently. The Mossad, known for its satirical takes, posted earlier today about a mishap with an IRGC bot account. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, mentioned a wave of Air Force attacks in Lebanon just 18 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Trump's strong criticism of Iran. U.S. officials are concerned about Iran's reported terms in the emerging nuclear deal, which they believe undermines Israel's security interests. Trump has labeled Iran's negotiation tactics as deceitful, adding tension to already strained relations. This has significant implications for regional stability, especially with ongoing diplomatic efforts. Turning to the EastMed Energy Center launched in Houston. This initiative, involving the U.S., Greece, Cyprus, and Israel, aims to enhance energy cooperation and security in the region. I-24 News highlights the strategic importance of this alliance in diversifying energy sources. This move could strengthen ties and stimulate economic growth among the participating countries. Meanwhile, the missile attack from Iran marks the first since the recent ceasefire. This aggressive act threatens to unravel peace efforts, with Israel potentially ready to respond. The timing of this attack complicates ongoing negotiations, as reported by Axios. Civilians in the region face heightened uncertainty as tensions rise again. On the UN's recent allegations, there are reports of increased settler violence in the West Bank. The Times of Israel details Palestinian claims that an IDF project is damaging their water infrastructure. These developments could exacerbate tensions and impact the lives of many Palestinian farmers. Turning to business and markets. First, TSG has presented a new drone defense system in Berlin, targeting UAV threats with a unique net technology. This system is now under consideration by the IDF and NATO, as reported by Walla Business. Separately, Sierra, a cybersecurity company, has raised $600 million, reaching a valuation of $12 billion. Globes reports this makes it the second most valuable Israeli private tech firm. And finally, Syra also secures significant funding to expand its AI security platform aimed at enhancing trust for Fortune 10-0 companies. Ynet Business highlights this as a major step in bridging the AI trust gap. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.